Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's Wednesday. It's Joe and Sam hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. Nate Collins will be joining us like he does every Wednesday in about 20 minutes from right now. We'll check in with our guy Corby Craig on college football. I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet this college football season. Louis looking forward to that conversation. Eric Kratz, our guy from Foul Territory, to talk some Major League Baseball on this Wednesday. Each and every Wednesday, we have a regular guest here on Foul Territory, getting you set as we are inching closer and closer to the playoffs. Just a couple of weeks left in the regular season. Check us out on the Odyssey app, whether you're listening live or on demand. BetMGMNetwork.com takes you right to the Odyssey app, broadcasting live on YouTube and Twitch at the BetMGM Network. On X, bet_sweat. Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Sam, how you feeling?
You tell people to bet Cade Horton to win Rookie of the Year at what, 20-1? Was that the number on Horton at the time?
And typically, as usual, we were like frustrated because it had just been 40 and we had like one more start. Like, look, it's 20. And we felt that there was still value at that number.
I see this graphic that was posted by Marquee Network yesterday. Of course, Marquee does all of the Cubs games. And they took a side-by-side of Cade Horton and Jake Arrieta in their 11 starts post the All-Star break. And the ERA is the same, 0.93. The whip is almost identical, 0.83 for Arrieta in 15, 0.79 for Horton. Arrieta 9 wins, Horton 8 wins. Now, I bring this up for two reasons. One, I covered the Cubs at this time, and Arrieta was near unhittable. That was when he was throwing that two-seamer at like 98 with the wicked breaking stuff. He was unbelievable from that second half of 15 into 16. Mm-hmm. And I remember going, this guy's the best pitcher in baseball. Marquee last night flashes that graphic up that Cade Horton's numbers post-All-Star break this year are almost identical to Arrieta's numbers 10 years ago. Crazy to me that they're both that good from a statistical standpoint and almost numerically equal.
So the Cubs were trashed at the deadline for not making a big addition. They needed starting pitching. They did. Yeah, they technically got starting pitching, but not enough. But you could look at it and say their big addition was Horton, because that was not expected. And they got this unbelievable performance in the second half. We'll see what happens moving forward. But it doesn't feel like that's enough. If I were to tell you, okay, they're going to add this young pitcher and he's going to put up these numbers, you'd be like, okay, cool. Their starting pitching is good, but you don't get that sense that they're good once we get closer and closer here to the end.
Right. I just meant more so,
yeah,
good call by you to say, hey, think about this long and hard at 20-1. And then you pull up the board this morning after seeing the graphic last night on Marquee, Cade Horton -225 at BetMGM to win the Rookie of the Year. Other books are even higher. I see 240, 250, 280. I think it's a really good call. I don't know what the Cubs are going to do in the playoffs, and I have no Cubs stock. My National League stock, well, most of it's on the Braves, who are dead and have been dead in a long time. I'm now a Padre guy, though, because around the deadline, I jumped in and bet a little bit more on the Padres. But that was a good call by Horton, and I haven't seen a lot of him. You know, it's very difficult as somebody who tries to jump completely into the football pool. I mean, we're going to talk football 90% of the time on the show. Mm-hmm. NFL, college football, futures, all that stuff. But to see the price float out even more on Horton and to see those stats last night that Horton and Arrieta, almost the same guy after the All-Star break, 10 years apart, it's pretty cool.
Well, we are going to talk some baseball, though, today, because I mentioned Eric Kratz is jumping on. Take a look at Texas. They're 3.5 back in that wild card as the days are going away. So it's going to get tougher and tougher for them to get in. But one of the biggest sports stories last night, Cal Raleigh. Two bombs. 55 and 56. Like, he's now in the territory where every time he hits a home run, somebody's going to come up with some stat, some record that was tied or broken. With that second home run last night, number 56, he ends up tying the club record, Griffey. That's where we're at. If he hits three more homers, Seattle has 11 games left. If Raleigh hits three more homers, that's going to put him in top 10 all time in a single season, if he can get to that 59 mark. That's what we're looking at, Sam. And if you go at the very top, the top six guys all happened from 98 to 2001. So we're not in that roid era anymore, the PEDs, whatever you want to call it. And you look at what Raleigh is doing, like, it legitimately is an all-time performance. And I don't know that it's being covered in that way.
And yet the voters probably don't care enough. And right. The betting market certainly doesn't, because as great as Raleigh's been, and we thought, well, I'll speak for myself. I thought he hit 60. He's going to be very live to win this thing. And you look at the markets across the country for MVP, Judge -650 at BetMGM, -900, -900, -1,000, -1,200. I talked to a voter 2 days ago who said, yeah, it's a cute story, Cal Raleigh. It's cute. It's not good enough. Judge is way better. I'm like, holy cow, man. Like, that was very dismissive. And then after you hear that comment, you go to the betting market and you see the math, and it's Judge's award. At least that's what the math says.
Yep. You're right. Now, home run leader, that's a little bit different. He's 340. Schwarber, the second favorite. Nobody else really in that conversation. Schwarber at about +250. That's the best price that you can get. But, man, cute sounds so dismissive. But I understand. Like, if you look at Fangraphs WAR, they're about a half a win apart. Judge 8-8, Raleigh 8-4. But, I mean, that's how I take it. It is an all-time performance. And I get the idea that Judge, better all-around player, he's more valuable. I don't know. With the position that Raleigh plays, it's just that term cute. Just, it makes it sound like what you're saying is, oh, that's nice. Pat him on the head. Good job, Jimmy. You're never going to do this again. Like, this is the end of the line. That's what it sounds like to me.
And then same thing on the National League side. Schwarber's had an amazing season. Right. And you pull up those odds at BetMGM, and he's 14-1. Oh, because Shohei Ohtani's -10,000. Cute season, Kyle. Cute.
Yeah, I know. That's where and Ohtani, great on the mound last night. He goes 5 innings, doesn't give up a hit. We stopped talking about Ohtani pitching because he's been great. Of late, he's been really strong, so we end up not, hey, did you see he gave up 4 runs? Oh, I don't know if he's going to be ready for the playoffs. Yeah, the last 3 outings, he's given up 1 total run. He's been awesome. So he'll be rearing to go for the playoffs. So there you have it. Yesterday on the show, in the NFL world, we talked a little bit about the Brady thing coming off the double dip of Monday Night Football. You have those shots of Tom Brady, and people are like, hey, is this right? He's your lead broadcaster on Fox, and now he's in the coach's booth. He's got a headset on. Oh, there are reports about him talking to Chip Kelly all week. Is this right? And the NFL comes out yesterday. They make a statement. They said, Brady did not violate the rules being in that Raiders booth. He's prohibited from going into the team facility for practices or production meetings, but there's no rules that he can't wear a headset. He didn't break the rules. And the Fox CEO was at an event, and he was asked about it. It's like, I'm not answering that question. Like, if a conversation needs to be had, we're going to have that conversation. Bad optics, man. I don't care that technically he didn't break any rules. I guess that's how Brady was brought up in this football world. You can bend, but don't break the rules. He didn't technically break any rules, but it doesn't mean it's going to be okay moving forward.
I thought Boomer Esiason was very good yesterday on The Fan. He was breaking this whole thing down, and he was just perplexed. And he sounded, the way that he delivered his take, he just sounded confused as to how this is possible. And then Boomer, in real time, is finding out from his producer that Brady will be in the booth for Bears Cowboys. And he didn't even know the Raiders played the Bears the next week.
No. So
he's finding out in real time, and he's like, what? What? He's going to do the Bears game, and then the Raiders play the Bears the next week? How does that work? How's that fair? And his partner's like, you tell him, Boom. You tell him.
Giannotti.
Very funny. I mean, but this is how people feel. And Boomer made it very, very clear. He chose his words very wisely. Mm-hmm. He said, I respect him a ton as a player. I'm like, oh, as a player.
He respects Period? Him. Period?
Didn't add anything else. And I thought, okay. that's an interesting choice of words.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this is going to continue. And plus, the other part is, as you just alluded to with Boomer's comment, he's not good at it. And I don't see him getting better. I don't hear him getting better. And there are other people at his network that are better at the job, but they're not named Tom Brady. But yeah, that's fascinating. Think you brought that up, and there was a clip going on the BetSweats account, bet_sweats on X, and all the BetMGM network platforms about this very conversation. And you brought up that Bears-Raiders game coming up. Okay, he can't go in the building. All right, I get it. Nobody's going to say anything. Like, that's the difference. They sit down with Aikman and Buck. They're talking. They're letting their guard down a little bit. They're like, okay, don't say anything before this happens, but I'll give you this nugget. We're going to do this. And they'll never break that trust, because then they'll never get information from that player, that coach ever again. And that coach will talk to other coaches telling them to never give them any information, because they're going to give it out over the air and everybody's going to know. They're just not going to tell them anything. NFL coaches are really good at it. They do it with the media multiple times a week, nearly every day. They're just not going to say anything. So now, we have Brady. He's not great at his job. He's in on these production meetings where you're supposed to get a bunch of intel, maybe some background, right, which will help the broadcast. Now, any smart coach won't be giving Tom Brady anything moving forward.
I wouldn't tell him a thing.
No.
What's the point? Now, the Bears are so dumb, they might show him all the secrets. I mean, that's how dumb the Bears organization is. Come on, Tom. Let's take you into the vault. Oh, we'll leave you there. We'll be back in a half hour. That's how dumb the Bears are. But yeah. I would think any organization with a pulse or a brain would just kind of say, welcome, Tom. Welcome. Water's warm. Have yourself a tomato juice or an avocado smoothie or whatever, and we'll leave you here in the waiting room. I wouldn't tell him anything. What's the point?
Yeah. Why would you? Why would you, man? All right, we got some more injury news out of Minnesota. This is not good for the Vikings. I don't know. It's a running back, so how much is it going to hurt you? We shall see. But now it's Aaron Jones going on IR. The other day we hear about the quarterback. Now we've got, let's call him RB1, even though it was split duty. between Mason and Jones, but Aaron Jones goes on IR. He's dealing with a hamstring, so that means he's out at least a month. They are expected to re-sign Cam Akers. Not very productive, but he does know the offense. He was part of this team a year ago, and they signed Desmond Ridder because of the McCarthy injury, short term, at least. Not looking good on the injury front with the Vikings, Sam. And you were texting me about injuries on defense the other night when you were watching that game.
Grenard got hurt. I thought he was going to be out for a while, but then they did their thing on the sideline and got him back out there. He had a big sack in that game, but he's going to need a lot more than that. The problem with Minnesota, last year they had the TOP in hand in most games. They had the ball more than you did. That has not been the case this year through two games. And now QB1 and RB1 are hurt, which is going to make life more difficult on the defense. Very unfortunate for anybody holding a Vikings playoff ticket like I am. McCarthy has not been good. Let's be real about it. He was great in one quarter. He was bad in seven quarters. Charch actually said Jordan Mason, most touchdowns in the league at 60-1.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't have a touchdown yet, but you would think the opportunities would be there with Jones out of the way. Lot of injuries, man. And Paul put this in the rundown. Here are the likely backup quarterbacks that are going to start this week. Jake Browning, Carson Wentz, Marcus Mariota, Tyrod Taylor, Mac Jones.
All right.
It's week three, dude. It's week three.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I'll say this in Minnesota's defense and why I would understand the idea of a bounce back. Against Chicago, we're like, okay, look at this tandem in the backfield that they have. It was Chicago. And it looked bad against Atlanta, but you got Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. I don't trust either defense right now. Pittsburgh giving up over 30 points in both games so far. We know about Cincinnati's issues long term. Joe O, Sammy P, let's continue the NFL conversation. Nate Collins is here next on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Appreciate you hanging out on this Wednesday morning. Joe O, Sammy P. Wednesday regular, Nate Collins from the Greenlight Podcast, also brought to you by BetMGM. Nate, you are on a heater, my friend. Looks good. Good, smart. Last week you told us, man, you got to take Green Bay. They take care of business. They cover against Washington. You also mentioned, I remember, that you would not be surprised if Kansas City was going to start in a hole. And here they are, Chiefs 0-2.
and everybody's upset about the tush push once again.
And I'm not going to lie. I said this on the Green Light podcast yesterday. The tush push is illegal. I'm sorry, Eagles fans. It's an illegal play. And right now, in this current moment, it is way too difficult for the referees to really to judge that play correctly, whether it's the defense in the neutral zone or the offensive guys in the neutral zone. What the tush push has evolved into today, almost every single time they line up for it, it is not a legal play, and it's always going to benefit the Eagles. And if I'm an Eagles fan, I love the play, and it's F everyone else who has anything to say about it. I get it. I understand it. But I also hear other fans, and when you see it and it happening to your team, it's really, really hard for you to ever stop that play. And yes, they're offsides. Yes, we've seen it in super slow motion this past game where they missed a call. And I just feel like, hey, if you're Eagles, you keep doing it until it gets banned out of the league. And that's what they're obviously doing. And it's going to be tough if you're not an Eagles fan for the rest of this year, honestly. But I think this is the last year. I think they'll throw it out after this year. So Eagles, use it while you can.
You're not wrong about that slow motion reveal when they show the play. That was the game of the week. It's Eagles, mm-hmm. Chiefs, so everybody's watching it. Brady's on the call, and you see two offensive linemen literally clearly jump forward,
yes,
clear as day, and then the Eagles score a touchdown. And Brady and Burkhardt are like, huh, that's interesting. As a defensive player, you played in the league. How do you even stop that, knowing full well that it's probably not going to be stopped anyway? And two, they're jumping off sides.
You, like, honestly, it's funny, but we talked about what Louvu was doing for the Commanders at one time when they were on the goal line, and he just kept jumping off sides because, like, it doesn't really matter in that situation where you can't move the ball up. But it's almost you have to have that mindset that, hey, I need to somehow jump this snap at the same time and kind of try to get an advantage so I can get off the ball first. But again, we're seeing that play in super slow motion. So it's everyone can easily be like, oh, look, like, how can you not see that? But you have to remember in real time for someone to try to judge that and see that and be able to call a flag. I think it's way too difficult for the refs, like, in the moment.
Yeah, and it's not jealousy. Like, I think a lot of Eagles fans or people that cover the team, people part of the team, they think it's jealousy. Like, we came up with a play that nobody can stop, and that's why you're mad, because you can't do it. And they do have all the pieces that make it perfect. It's just we saw it a couple times at the end of that game, and we've been seeing it for a couple of years now. It's become a non-competitive play. When they line up and do it, you know it's over. Oh, fourth and short, they're going to convert it. They're a foot out. They're going to get into the end zone, and there's nothing that anybody can do. So I think that's, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like that's the big argument for the NFL. Like, it can't be officiated and it can't be stopped. It makes it non-competitive out there. There's literally nothing defenses can do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things. Like I said, if you're an Eagles fan, yeah, hey, all you defenders, get in the weight room. Our quarterback can squat the house. If you guys want to stop it, get stronger, get lower. But, yeah, it's hard. If you're not an Eagles fan, it's just going to be hard. And you just got to hope that your defensive coordinators, that if you guys have the Eagles for the rest of the season, there's something that you can try or you can look up to try to minimize or stop. Or, hey, keep them out of short distance situations. That's the only other thing I can say.
It is funny. Last year I was a big Eagles guy. I had Eagles stock in every way. Win the NFC, Barkley stock, Super Bowl stock. I didn't mind it last year. This year, I hate it. I'm like, this is stupid. Last year, I'm like, yeah, tush push, whole field, just keep going. Now I'm like, oh, this is stupid.
I'm on record with the green light saying, yeah, I love it. And like, same like you said last year, that I love it. And hey, if you don't like it, stop it. But if you watch older tapes of the tush push when it's first started, it's like, it's a different play now. Like, they weren't as the line, the way they line up wasn't as condensed. It wasn't the guards weren't kind of like even or in front of the center like they kind of are now every time they line up. So it looked like a regular lined up play, and then they would just be kind of pushing Jalen Hurts with the running back or the tight end, like his extra, like for extra momentum. And now it's like a whole different, like, rugby scrum type of play. And hey, like I said, if it's legal in the books and they tried to ban it this past year and didn't, hey, you guys just have to deal with it for the rest of the year and hope that it gets banned at the end of this year.
Nate, which team is more dangerous in your eyes, the LA Chargers or the Tampa Bay Bucks?
Ooh. I like the Chargers, but there's something about Baker Mayfield. It's something about Baker Mayfield. And if you watch this past game, a team that is invested in a quarterback enough to let an opposing team score a touchdown so that you get the ball back and you dictate how the game is going to end while you're winning, I think that's something to show, like, for maybe like football fans that might not understand the situation that's happened in the Buccaneers game the other night, and they allowed a team to score just banking on, if we give the ball to Baker Mayfield, he is going to bring us down and score a touchdown. I think it was absolutely amazing, and I think they're very, very dangerous. I think a team and a coach that can have that much confidence in their quarterback, it shows a lot.
With Nate Collins of the Green Light Pod, this is Bet Sweats here. Nate, a lot of times after 2 weeks, you'll get a great performance and a terrible performance. And then you're in week three, you're like, what are they? What do I do? How do I bet on them? I don't know. So with that, I ask you, how did Russell Wilson throw for 450 yards? And what the hell do we do with him moving forward?
I don't know. Moonballs. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully, this is something that Russ can build a momentum. I think he's getting more confidence from his receivers and his guys. Giants have a lot going on there, and I just feel like if you're a position player on offense, it's a hard situation to be in a locker room and kind of not have things like definitive. Like, every week they go week to week, and the first question that everyone wants to know is who's starting next week. And that's annoying when you're on a team, especially for an offensive guy. Like, you're just like, hey, why are you guys asking this question? Let us rock with our quarterback. But they have all that going on. So it probably feels good for those guys in the offense, but overall, they just got to win. It sucks. Like, when you lose, like, there's always going to be questions, and they're always going to be looking at what ifs and, hey, why don't you play Jackson Dart? Hey, why don't you give Jameis Winston a shot? Hey, why are you always going to let Russell Wilson play if you guys aren't winning? So it's one of those things for the Giants. They just have to find a way to get a win. And on top of it, they have a coach who's on a very, very hot seat. And honestly, win or lose every single game for probably this entire season, it's a situation for him where he could be getting off the plane from an away game and management's waiting for him to be like, hey, you're done here, or a home game and the same situation could happen. So the Giants, I feel like it feels good, but like, some people feel like, hey, no moral victories, and that game is amazing, but to lose it still sucks, and the Giants have to find a way to win.
Why is Ryan Poles the Bears GM? Why is he allergic to building a pass rush? I don't understand. They just cannot get to the quarterback. That defense is such a problem. And now Jalen Johnson's hurt. He's going to miss a long time with the groin. But Nate, 4 years now, they can't get to the quarterback.
Hey, I think, I don't know, like, some teams, they have to learn how to, like, you're only as good as your last man. Like, that's how, what people say. And it's something that we don't really pay attention to much before the season. You kind of looking at who the projected starters are or what it may be, or the new acquisitions. And football is a sport where the team you start with, like, you might have like 60% of those guys still on your roster or active and not injured by the end of the season or by the playoffs. So you have to really have guys ready in line. And I think some front offices, it's hard to recruit or get the right guys that you probably need to fill pieces. And it's something now, like, we praise, and some guys, people get mad at the Eagles GM because what they just did with getting the old lineman off of the waiver wires. But it's teams and GMs like that can do stuff for their team and thinking about the future and what ifs, if guys get hurt, like, you see them excel. And it's one of those things. Hey, as a GM, you have to get smarter and figure it out. Like, guys are going to get hurt, and it's just part of it. It's part of the program with football.
Nate, a big story in our world is obviously covering the betting lines. As we look at it, and we are frustrated because it feels like the NFL that we grew up on and that we've been betting on for years isn't the NFL that we're getting right now. And what I mean by that is just – anything can happen any given Sunday, right? We don't see that. Like, we're going on at least a couple months sample, if you go back to the end of last year, of just, if you're a favorite by four or more, you're winning. You're winning. You're going to find a way, and you're going to end up winning the game. We don't see big underdogs get through. Now, that could happen. The beginning of last year, it happened a lot. But it's just, you look at these games like, of course they won. They're the favorite. Oh, of course the Chargers won and covered easily. They're the favorite. Like, these big favorites of more than a field goal just keep on hitting. As a former player, what do you see? Do you see a separation where the bottom is so much worse than everybody else, where the top is so much better, or is this just, look, it's cyclical, it's going to change?
It's hard to tell right now because there's a lot of injuries popping up, but other than that, I think the beginning of the NFL season for what it is now is so hard to predict just because of the simple fact that we get no sample size in preseason anymore. Like, we do not get what you're going to see in the regular season on offense and defense. Like, you really might see your starting team play what, like one series, like a total of maybe like tops 10 plays all the preseason. And even for the guys who are playing, that's not a big enough sample size for you guys to really know what you guys have and how you're going to be able to perform against other teams. So it's just so hard. And I'm always amazed by the lines and how sometimes they're so exact and how they even know. And being as an ex-player, I have no idea like how they can even predict certain things. And that's like one of the biggest things being an ex-player and now – being on a show where we're sponsored by Bettings, and people always ask and just like, oh, you guys know, or they think stuff is rigged. And it's just like, dude, like, we have no idea. And I'm just as impressed when a bad beat happens or when a betting book knows something exactly on the mark. It's just one of those things that I, as players, like, we have no idea about it, but the fact that it can happen, it's wild. But I don't know, like, the difference between the top and the bottom and how, like, guys predict it right now, but it's just hard. And I personally have no idea.
Last week you told us Green Bay, and you also gave us a bet, Green Bay to win by 7-12, and you hit. Unorthodox, but you hit. Week three, what do you like?
Week three, and you talked about this earlier about what team is scarier. And I know for my Green Light fans, if you guys pay attention to this, they're not going to like this. But I like the Rams plus 3.5 this week. And I actually might move that line a little bit closer to plus 1 to make it interesting, get you boosted up a little bit, just because I feel like the Rams, they'll play the Eagles tough. And this is a game where I just feel like the Rams, they look good. And I think they're a team that they play with momentum, and I like their coach. I think their coach will have them very hyped up this week and letting them know, hey, you guys are playing the Super Bowl champs. We could really put teams on notice, start off 3-0. We go here, we get this win. Like, everyone to kind of know, like, hey, like, we mean business this year. So I like the Rams in that spot.
Nate Collins on a dog. I like it. Nate Collins, Green Light Podcast. Check it out. Also brought to you by BetMGM. Thank you, Nate. Looking forward to chatting
next Wednesday. And speaking of the Tush Push and those Eagles, let's talk about what Jordan Mailata had to say. He's pissed off about this whole Tush Push situation. That's next, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, the 10 a.m. Eastern hour, we are going to be live on X like we are every Wednesday. Power rankings, we start with that. Looking forward to that conversation. Three NFL teams we are buying low on. Three NFL teams we are selling high on. Very curious because we don't know each other's selections where the crossover is there as well. Corby Craig will drop by. He'll talk some college football. I didn't realize that Corby sold out. Do you see that? I didn't know that. I didn't know he's doing. He's like, yeah, he's big guy. Corby, writing for Yahoo now. Like, he used to be like underground website guy, you know, Double Dinner. But now he's like, I'm in on Yahoo. Now he's more mainstream. Sellout.
I wouldn't say sellout. I would say come up.
Yes.
No, why don't you tell him that he sold out? See what he says.
I will. Come on. I thought you were a better odds guy. Now you're doing Yahoo. What's going on? Looking forward to that conversation with Corby. Always a lot of fun. I was surprised that Nate Collins was like flat out, that's an illegal play. Does a show with a former Eagle, high profile former Eagle. And he's like, nope, needs to go away. That's where he's at. And as he was talking, of course, naturally, I was thinking, well, this is a defensive lineman. He's putting himself in that position. Of course he hates it. But all the reasons were legitimate. And I feel like people were saying a year ago, hey, enjoy it while you can. Get that Super Bowl ring. They did because it's going away. But it ended up not going away. Whether something changed last minute or not, some of the reporting was funky around it. It didn't go away. And that's in the back of my mind every time I hear somebody say, well, it's going away. It's definitely going away because we heard the same stuff a year ago.
It's difficult to be objective with the Tush Push because it really is predicated on what you bet or what you like. That's the reality of it. And I thought about this morning. I knew we were going to talk about the Tush Push. And I feel that I've done a 180 on it because last year, as I just told Nate, I was happy for any Eagles success because we bought that dip on them to win the NFC and we had a lot of Eagles stock. I loved it last year. I'm like, yeah, stop it. Stop it, bitch. Dare you, you know? And now I don't have Eagles stock. Maybe you and I were on Chiefs in contests. I'm like, I hate this play. You know? But it's different because yeah. I'm predicating it on what I need. When I like the Eagles or I'm pro Eagles in a week, in a season, whatever, I have no issue with it. But when you're on the other side, I don't really like this play anymore. So maybe I'm not one to weigh in on it because I'm going to feel the way that my wallet feels or what my futures want. Now that I'm a Niners guy and not an Eagles guy, I'm like, we should ban that play. Last year, yeah. I'm like, run it again! You know, keep doing it all the way down the field. So
did we bet against the Eagles last year? Were we ever betting against the Eagles? Were we ever in the position that we were on Sunday? Close game, and then they're lining up knowing that it is ball game where we're on the other side. Because I feel like we were always back in the Eagles saying that there's still value on the number. We didn't understand why people were against them. Watch them go win the Super Bowl. Oh, they're going to take out this team. And every time there was chatter, oh, well, they're going to lose here. They're going to lose there. No, no, they're not. And they're going to kick the Chiefs' ass. And that's exactly what they ended up doing. It felt like we were always on the pro-Eagle side, to your point. Not only big picture, but week to week. And I don't recall many times we were saying that they were not going to cover the spread.
They were, to me, the best team in the NFC from about week four on, and it was very difficult to step in front of them. I don't know that I bet against them. Maybe one time when they were laying a huge number, when they were a 9-point favorite or something like that, and I probably didn't like it. But every week I needed Barkley, and every week I wanted proper seeding in the NFC. So I was very pro-Philly in every way, and that includes the tush push. This year, I have no Eagles bets. I don't have a single dollar on the Philadelphia Eagles. And when I go against them in a pool and I take Kansas City plus one, oh, I hate that play. Oh, he jumped off sides. Flag. Where's the flag? It's funny how that works.
All right, let's take a listen to Jordan Mailata. He was on the afternoon show, WIP in Philadelphia, always creating news out there. Remember, it was a year ago at this time, Joe G said no playoffs, our guy.
They were two and two, I believe. They were 2-2. Okay. And the midday show said the Eagles weren't making the playoffs.
How'd I know that you would remember exactly what week in the season we were? Because
I remember everything.
I know. I know. All right. Let's listen to Jordan Mailata, obviously the starting tackle for the Eagles offensive line. And Nate Collins says it's all his fault. That's what we were talking about during the break. We'll get to that on the other side. Here's Mailata yesterday.
I understand it. I understand the outrage. What I don't understand is them using it as an excuse to why we won the game.
Right.
I think it's incredibly disrespectful to our defense and our special teams who balled out. You know, my brother's on defense and special teams who balled out that game, who had our backs when we weren't moving the ball or we weren't doing anything. You know, and so when I see those things and they fly across my timeline here and there, and I do my best to stay off social media, but that kind of irks me a little bit. That pisses me off because we give so much to this game and to kind of base off a short yardage play that is a football play,
and
say that we won the game off that, but not how our defense played, not how our special teams have played, putting us in those positions. You know, I think it's bull crap. Part of my friend. Sorry, let me press this dump button.
No, that one's fine.
I was going to say a lot of other stuff, but I just think it's rubbish. It's absolute rubbish, man. It makes me blood boil.
You had to go to the end. Thank you, Jake, for keeping the whole thing in there because you needed the rubbish. I needed rubbish. Mailata, not happy. What do you think?
I'd like a Fosters, mate. That's what I think. If you walked up to that guy, would you ever think he was going to speak Australian?
No.
Never. Never no. In a million years.
Well, when I heard that clip, I was thrown off. Yeah.
Oh, but then you hear him when the Eagles did that Christmas album. Jason Kelce, Mailata, Lane Johnson. He has the voice of an angel. And he doesn't sound – he's not singing in Australian when he sings, I assure you. But at 6'8", 365, that guy walks up to you in an alley and goes, "Oi!" What would you even do? I don't know.
Does it make you more nervous or less nervous? Because it sounds like it's a friendly voice.
That guy would be – I bet he would be so fun to drink with. I would love to drink with that guy. Oi!
Very disrespectful.
I mean, he calls it a football play in the clip.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a rugby play, though. That's the definition of, they even line up in a scrum. So, look, of course, they're going to say it's a legal play and everything's cool and it's above board. I don't think other teams feel that way. And I agree with you. I think this is probably the last year of the tush push. I don't think it makes it through the next calendar year.
Probably. It's probably the case. It does feel like it's over. So he's defending his teammates, though, there. He's like, "It's well, what about our defense? What about our special teams? They played good enough to win, and there's all this focus." That's what's always going to happen. There's always going to be focus at the end of the game. Whether we're talking about NBA, NFL, like you go back to the last 2 minutes, especially if a lead is changed or a game is secured, that's just how it's going to be. It's always going to be that way. You're going to ignore a lot of the other stuff. And the hyper-focused stuff is what happens inside the two-minute warning or inside the last 5 minutes if something is locked up there. So I get it. He's defending his teammates, and he knows it's going to get back to his teammates. And he's defending himself, too, because he's part of that offensive line. But, yeah, it's probably – there's probably going to be a change there. So, yeah, I don't know, man. The Eagles' offense has not looked great so far. They haven't, but they're 2-0.
I feel like Paul needs to come in. I mean, Paul's a diehard Eagles guy. Paul also loving me saying speak Australian. Obviously, yeah. I'm being
Paul speaks Australian.
But, I mean, it's very clear where he's from when he speaks. Your thoughts on speaking Australian and your thoughts on the tush push?
I mean, those were the old school Foster's commercials, right? How to speak Australian. Those were definitely stayed in our brains as kids of the 90s. Look, I'm not going to sit here and stand and be like, oh, I mean, it was so obvious they were leaving early. Like, the way it's being run now is definitely illegal. And they're, like you guys said, there's no way to compete against it. So, no, I'm not going to sit here and be like, let the tush push live. Like, they got their ring out of it. yeah, that's close. But look, I'll say this as an Eagles fan. Sam, when we were in Vegas a couple of years ago, all my money was on the Chiefs side. Last year, it was all on the Eagles side. Like, I'm not going to – like, yeah, I'm still an Eagles fan, but, like, I can call this one pretty straight. I think it's – look, again, I'll lean into it. I think they should absolutely run it on the first play against the Packers. Oh, you want this ban?
Sure.
All right, take some of this. And they should – as long as it's legal and on the books, use it to your advantage. But, no, I mean – I think it's kind of – I had some fun with it over the summer. I think the Packers are whiny little whatever.
Packers, wouldn't you want it banned too? I mean, it gives you a competitive advantage if it's banned, a big one.
I will say this, though. Shouldn't you be able to – yeah, you can't stop that play. It's a really hard play to stop. Shouldn't you be able to beat them anyway if you're the better team? Like, this is not – I think I agree with Mailata, and his pushback was – people saying the Eagles are not a Super Bowl contender without this play, I disagree with that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a great leverage spot play, but I think you should be able to beat them anyway. If you're the better team, you should be able to beat them anyway. So that is where I think I would disagree with some of what you guys are saying. It's like, if you're the better team, beat them anyway.
I did notice the NFL over the weekend, people were posting clips of the play when they – jumped off sides on the Philly side, and the NFL was marking on X copyright rules, and they were taking all the clips down. Something's happening behind closed doors. Something is definitely going to happen.
Great point by Nate Collins on how the play has also changed. The Eagles would say evolved, how it's different than it used to be. So now it's getting to a point where it's probably going to get pushed out. All right, power rankings on the other side. Teams we're buying low on, selling high. That is next. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.